This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I think that's disgraceful. Plus, there are other things. I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be.
All right, so there's the president again reacting to John McCain. As he said, he was never a fan of his, and of course, a lot of that stems from what happened during the Obamacare debate and repealing it, the vote to repeal it or not, and of course, McCain going the other way. But there are other things that are happening in Washington that so many are talking about, and we are too here on this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. The biggest thing is really the Mueller report. I mean, gosh, it is like the biggest tease ever. It's coming out. It's there before Christmas. We're going to know. Oh, so much of it has to be redacted. Will there be any collusion? No, there's no collusion. It's brutal. It's like they released the script of some Hollywood movie, but then forgot to tell us the main reason why we care and what ultimately the outcome is. And honestly, for the president, I don't blame him. As soon as that was said, when Michael Cohen was asked whether there was collusion and he said no, he didn't think there was at all or there was no collusion, that gave the president the what he needed to go and say, look, no collusion. There's no collusion. I'm not going to find any collusion, because this was the main thrust of what was the Mueller findings, what were they going to be, and he's increasingly confident, especially after that, that the report's going to produce no evidence of a conspiracy between Russia and the 2016 campaign. So what ultimately I think this will be fodder for the 2020 race. That's what I think will happen here. You know, how much money was spent, how many people ultimately were caught in the net? Well, the answer to that is like Paul Manafort, obviously Michael Cohen, one of those, a handful of people around the president for different reasons. But the tie specifically to the president, nothing there, says, boy, these scenarios of what we kept hearing were going to happen for two full years didn't really play out. So what will Mueller say? We don't know. It's not very clear. But the post-political dynamics of this are huge, because if I'm the president, or if I'm the people around the president working on his campaign to reelect him, I'll take the findings and I'll scramble them and run with them, of course, instead of going against what the findings are. Because if the special counsel comes up with, you know, hey, the president himself didn't do any of this, da 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 da, da, then there's no collusion there, and he becomes the victim because he basically proves his innocence, if that makes sense, and then that becomes what would be the fodder to run on and probably be a big part of that. I'm assuming, though, but you know what they say about assumptions. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. I have a feeling they do know, though. And what a reversal to what we thought was going to happen. Remember, the Russia investigation was taken over by Robert Mueller in May of 2017. And this has been that blade that's been hanging over the head of the administration, a threat to the presidency since the president was elected. So this possible case for collusion or obstruction of justice that would begin a domino effect ending with impeachment. I mean, seriously, that's what it would be for whatever president if they were in this situation. And are those fears even exist now? But with the investigation winding down, I think the White House, and I know this from a source, but I think it's pretty easy to tell based on what we're hearing almost anywhere, that they're pretty cautiously optimistic that there is no smoking gun. They have not found any smoking gun, and that the worst of this whole thing is going to be over. because 34 people had charges thrown against them, including six of the president's associates and three companies, but not the president himself. So I think this report, and you know what, I said it all along. If we went back 2 years ago, I know I had a show where I said, Russia, 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 this is what we keep talking about. But this is going to be anticlimactic, I think. And for the Democrats, what does that mean? They have their report, and they don't have what they thought they were going to have. So they can't cut out the president's legs with it. And if it's that underwhelming, you can bet that it's going to be all over Twitter. And then think of how much this cost, this investigation. What is the dollar amount of putting on this investigation if ultimately what so many Democrats thought was going to happen didn't happen? It's going to be a wild shift to see how it all plays out. And it may happen in the next couple of days, maybe by next week. They're saying any day, but like we've heard that before. Again and again and again, right? Again and again and again and again and again. Absolutely. All right, what else is happening that certainly has caught your attention and mine? Because I like to say, America Tonight, I feel like I'm the voice of reason when I listen to what else is going on out there. Hopefully you think of me as the voice of reason. Either way, I invite you, if you're left of left, right of right, I say this all the time, somewhere in between, hate labels, don't even want a label anymore, shedding labels. You're an individual, you vote how you vote. And you definitely have feelings about where the country's headed, then you definitely tuned into the right place. And by the way, I'll throw this out at the top because I've had many people ask me this lately. If you are tuning in and getting me all different times and you want to be able to listen to it when you're traveling on a train or doing something else, you can go to TuneIn Radio. There's an app, or just go to TuneIn Radio and download the shows because the shows are all archived there. They're all archived. All right, I want to put this on your radar because this is the fun stuff. I get geeky over it. I don't know if you do. And it's because of some of the stuff I've seen. And I just happened to see one of those cool moons, a blood moon, when I was in Florida. And now we have, in January, now we have the super moon. So it's a doubleheader. I mentioned it before. You have this astronomical action that happens on Wednesday, the vernal equinox. It marks the beginning of spring along with the super moon of the year, and they happen at 5:58 Eastern, and the full moon, super moon, less than 4 hours later at 9:43 Eastern. That's the precisely when you'll see it, and hopefully you'll see it in your area. And looking at old pictures of this, it only happens once or twice a year. Looking at old pictures of it, it'd be pretty cool, depending on where you are, what it'll, you know, what it's going to look like. Now, if you are out there and you're looking at it and you live in San Francisco, you better take out your vaping for now, because vaping, at least for teenagers, may be going away. San Francisco on Tuesday introduced legislation to ban the sale of electronic cigarettes until the federal government regulates them. If it's approved, it would be the first of its kind nationally, and it would actually prevent people, not just teenagers, from buying e-cigarettes online or at stores in the biggest city in Northern California, pending the FDA's evaluation of the impact on public health. Wow, that's aggressive toward vaping. That's huge. I'm sure the Vaping Association doesn't like it. Stay with us.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Kate Delaney. Reminding you that you can always send me your thoughts by going to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Also going to show you more behind the scenes, but a lot about the show and things that are going on if you go to Kate Delaney official fan page, Kate Delaney fan page it is, on Facebook. Just like it, and then you can see all the stuff because I've got some really fun stuff there, but I'm going to put more behind the scenes too as well as we move along. And then plus some of the devastation we're seeing, like I was describing Nebraska and those aerial shots. Oh, the flooding, just absolutely horrific. All right, this is what I like to call fair or foul. This is when we bring Andy, the technical maestro for this version of the show, on with us. Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Let's hear your Irish accent. So you got to work on that, because I need to work on it for when people make fun of my accents. I can do English pretty good, but not Irish.
You might get made fun of if you try to mock the Irish people with your.
I won't do that to their face. Anyway, but a wee bit's excited to be here. I mean, are you kidding? They just look at me like I was crazy. Throw some soda bread at me or something.
That kind of sounded like Cockney or something.
Right, I'm better at English. I don't know why. The Irish accent is different. There's a different, like, sort of lilt to it or something.
I never saw it, but my sister told me that when she first went to high school, so they switched schools from middle school to high school for the first year, she only used an English accent and tried to fool all of her teachers and classmates into thinking she was transfer student.
She did. Oh, my gosh.
That's what she tells me. I'm not sure.
All right. So your sister needs to watch this movie. Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler are in it. It's called Just Go With It. And in that movie, there's a little girl, and she says her name's Kiki D, and who was a singer, and she speaks in an English accent, and she's not English.
Mm.
So I maybe modeled after your sister, perhaps. I don't know. It's crazy.
Is that the fair or foul?
Wow. No, that's not the fair or foul. Like, yeah, if you go to a different school and pretend you have a different accent, I'm going to say I think it's funny, so I don't think it's either one of those. Vaping. So in San Francisco, they're getting closer to this. They introduced a law that would ban the sale of electronic cigarettes until the federal government regulates them, so until the FDA makes up their mind on the impact of public health. So banning e-cigarettes, from buying them online or at stores in San Francisco, that is huge for the people in the vaping business. In fact, Gregory Conley, the president of the American Vaping Association, said no youth should vape, but no politician should try to enact modern-day prohibition. It's hard for San Francisco to get even more absurd, but this proposal and the rhetoric around it is absolutely insane. So what do you think, fair or foul?
Well, foul to some degree. I mean, like, I think that if a business is already licensed to sell cigarettes and cigars and, like, chewing tobacco, that they should still be allowed to sell vaping juice. But I don't like the stuff.
So based on your own personal insane feeling, you say, no, I say it's foul.
Yeah, you know,
it's
vaping,
hard.
It's hard to watch. I'm 30, and it's hard to watch younger kids like 19 and 20 like vaping the night away. Just they're smoking way more vape than I ever smoked cigarettes. I'm also trying to quit smoking. I do smoke cigarettes, but I did quit for 3 years one time, but went through a stressful time and picked it back up again, and now I'm trying to quit. But it's not good. Cigarettes aren't good. Vaping's not good. And I think it kind of gives this false pretense that it's a safe alternative. And I don't think that's true.
Right. See, I kind of teeter on the line, too, because, first of all, I hate restricting people because I think it's your choice what you want to do. So why am I telling you, don't you vape? So I'm going to vote that down. But I agree with you that what happens is I think it's good, and we've had a lot of people on the show talking about it, that vaping is good for people actually like you, in some cases, who are trying to stop smoking cigarettes, because it replaces that. It's less nicotine. Some say that finally gets them away from nicotine. I mean, who knows? But the teenagers and how they're vaping like chimneys, that can't be good, and it's that age. So younger even than 19 years old. Kids in high school are doing it. And in my neck of the woods, I see constant vaping. There's vape shops everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they say 3.6 million U.S. middle and high school students used e-cigarettes over the past 30 days. That's big. I mean, you know, it's big money, and there's a lot of people doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we both agree it's foul. I mean, it's kind of a weak foul for me and a harder foul from you. And I get it because I'm not a cigarette smoker. You know what they say? After you have a couple of drinks, that's when the cigarettes start to light up. People who don't normally smoke, and then it becomes this habit. And there's all kinds of theories around that. Do you use? Because now you're a homeowner. Do you use Roundup? Do you use the weed killer thing?
You know, I've never liked that stuff. I don't like how it smells. I've gotten it on my fingers before. I don't like how it feels. One of our dogs got into a container of it one time and died. Didn't like that. Didn't like how that
made me
feel.
Died? Died?
Well, shortly after.
Oh, that's terrible.
Sneaking suspicion it might have been that bucket of poison that it ate. But...
So I know you're going to say foul to this, so check this out. Roundup weed killer was a big factor in a California man's cancer. That's what a jury determined on Tuesday. It's the first phase of a trial that attorneys say could help determine the fate of all these other lawsuits. You might have a lawsuit with the dog. The unanimous verdict. But that's okay if you have proof of what he did before. The unanimous verdict by the jury in this court in San Francisco came down to this you know, was in this lawsuit against Roundup's manufacturers, Monsanto, and the 70-year-old, this Edwin Hardman, was the second plaintiff to go to trial out of thousands around the country who claim it caused cancer to them. So it's got that, the ingredients, you talked about how it smelled, it's the ingredients. They say, Roundup says it's Monsanto and Roundup, that their Roundup product is safe. But this is the second time this has happened. In August, there was another man of last August who got $289 million because they determined that Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
How did they determine that?
They're saying the ingredients.
Huh.
The glyphosate, Monsanto is saying it's safe, but they're saying it wasn't. So that's what they determined. But then they slashed some of that money. It was $278. They slashed the award to $78 million. But Monsanto, of course, they're going to appeal it. So we'll see what happens on the appeal. But there's hundreds of Roundup lawsuits. So fair or foul? I'm going to say you're going to say fair.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say fair to that, too.
It's gross stuff.
Well, plus the dog. That story about your dog, that's terrible. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sad about that. Was that, I mean, was that a long time? 6 years ago, you said?
Oh, it was longer than that. We've gone through two dogs since then.
Oh, my gosh.
That was an old dog of ours named Trouble. I was getting into trouble.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, we didn't really document it or anything, but I don't know, if a petition came around, I'd probably sign it, that the stuff's harmful, that I don't like it. I don't know. I'm not sure what
there
a petition would do.
You should sign it. You should look for that. All right, last one here. College scholarships, six-figure salaries, houses in L.A., personal chefs, nutritionists. Sounds good. Guess what it is? It's people who are gamers. Esports so huge now. That the money is flowing. The esports industry is expected to eclipse $1 billion. Super League gaming is hot, 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 all of that. So fair or foul that people are making this crazy money, like on Fortnite. Fortnite is the third most valuable esports company. It's valued at $200 million.
I mean, if the money's there, then it's fair.
Fair. That's what I say. Hey, if you're a kid and you're good at gaming and they're going to pay you a college scholarship and you're going to get a house in L.A. and whatever, good for you. If we believe in capitalism, it's their life. How can we take it? Sounds bizarre, but how can we deny them that?
Nah,
yeah.
Wouldn't be right.
Yep. So it wouldn't be right.
No.
We just got into the wrong field. So fair, fair, fair. We need esports on this show. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do an esports thing. We're going to start a little gaming league. That's what we got to do. No vaping allowed, because we both said foul to that. But you can do the esports thing. I love it. All right. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
Everybody else, hang through.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Missouri River and its tributaries are inundating most of Nebraska, as well as much of Iowa and parts of Missouri. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she was shocked by what she saw from the air.
It's hard to really describe the devastation that we witnessed. It looked like an ocean. And I mean, I saw the top of grain bins. We saw buildings sliding. We saw, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, those are, that's people's lives. Those are fifth generation farms.
Three deaths are blamed from the flooding. Farmers and ranchers in the flooded states estimate their losses will be in the billions of dollars. A federal jury has found that Roundup weed killer was a factor in a California man's cancer. This is the second case to go to trial over the alleged harms of the widely used chemical. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Solve a problem. The relationship is good. I would be very disappointed if that were happening. It's a very early report. We're the ones that put it out. But I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim, and I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look.
All right, that's the president at the White House on Wednesday. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? Some of what we talk about on this show, in fact, I think all of it, affects me in my backyard and you in yours. Missiles pointed at us, how far they reach, what is North Korea going to do? Yeah, we care about that. So the president, you heard him.
I'm not just sort of just saying that because I met Al and I really like Al, but I really enjoyed this book and I'm starting to implement some of what he's talked about in the book, and it's really been a game changer for my mind and how I think about money. So Al, thank you so much for joining us.
Kate, it's a delight to be here. Thank you.
And, you know, I want to talk about your story. Before we dive deep into this, tell everybody that's listening how you, first of all, what brought you to write this book and what was the big game changer in your life as far as money was concerned?
Well, you know, I'm actually the poster child for not mastering your cash flow or handling cash flow very poorly. I guess my story begins a little over 30 years ago when I started a CPA firm. And we were wildly successful. Over 5 years, we grew to be 25 people, four or five partners, a very nice firm in that area. And but I didn't really manage my firm well, and I got into other things like real estate and other businesses. And quite frankly, I did not keep track of my cash flow. I was out there to sell, do things, rock and roll, but never, you know, look at what was coming in and what was going out. And I got myself into real trouble. I was on the verge of financial ruin, of bankruptcy. I had to at one time call a third of my staff in a room one day and fired them that day because I could not make the next payroll, which I would tell you really to this day haunts me that I really messed up those people's lives that way. So so basically I was on the verge of going under, and I happened to just run into another CPA who was in, at that time, the beginning of the financial industry and financial planning, and he made me sit down and put together a financial plan. And I would tell you, once I did that, if I felt badly before, now I looked how bad I really was, and I knew I had to take action. And he showed me what to do to start focusing on cash flow, better decisions, how to make decisions that were aligned with your life, and sometimes very tough decisions. And from that, I recovered. And I was so enthralled with what he did for me, as I went back to my partners and said, look, we're a CPA firm that focuses on sophisticated tax planning and filing. We could be so much more to people. We could change their lives. We could empower them to live the lives they want now in the future. And, my partners didn't really agree with me on that, so I basically split out on my own, started my own financial planning company, and basically really changed the way I really managed my career so that I could help people like that one person help me. So eventually I wrote this book because after doing this with so many people for so many years, I wanted to make sure that others could see that, you know, you have it within you to basically live the life you want now and in the future by just, you know, looking at your cash flow better, making better decisions, and if you have to, get help around that.
You know, Al, I love hearing your story because I think for a lot of people, they think it's too late or they just don't know enough.
That's true,
and
yes.
You, I mean, the irony, of course, is you were an accountant, right? So yes. If an accountant has to learn these lessons, then probably everybody has to learn these lessons. And I think sometimes people think, well, I can't, or I'm not smart enough, or I wasn't born into it, or whatever it is. I mean, I think you really demonstrate that anybody can learn this. And that's, I love your book, too. It's one of our books here at Forbes Books. The first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and the upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business. And it seems to me what you're talking about here is valuable both in the context of a business, as in your business and other businesses and business owners and business leaders who are listening, but it seems like the same lessons or a slight tweak on them is equally applicable to people as well. Is there a lot of consistency in terms of mastering cash flow for both an individual and a business?
Actually, there is, yes. Well, for one thing, going back to the fact that I'm a CPA and I got myself in trouble, that's never lost on people, never lost, the irony is not lost on me. And actually, I share that a lot so that people, when they first come into you, realize, you know, you haven't made all these perfect decisions in your life. Because you're right, they're there like saying, I really messed up, and here's Al Zanuck, he's the perfection of all decisions he's ever made. No, we all have to learn from that. But getting back to your question or your comment about, are the processes just about the same? Yes. And, you know, businesses get into trouble because they don't really concentrate on their cash flow or take the time to take care of their best customer, their business. Hmm. People do the same thing. They may become masters or really good at their jobs, but they don't take the time personally to concentrate on their cash flow at home or spend some time with it. But, you know, it's sort of natural, isn't it? I mean, we don't wake up on a Saturday morning and a beautiful day like today and say, yes, I can't wait to hit that budget. I can't wait to look at my numbers. Or we don't come home from work and the first thing we say to our spouse at night say, hey, honey, let's have some fun tonight. Let's look at our monthly expenses. You know, that just doesn't happen. So, but the thing is, the lessons are the same. Eventually, it's like if you want to be good at tennis, or you have, if you want to get better in better health or shape, you start to get into a routine. And maybe, you know, you don't like to go to the gym, but you know it's good for you. Or you don't, or maybe going to tennis lessons helps you become a better tennis player. It's changing behavioral patterns and understanding that the benefits can be really tremendous to you. That is what I try to teach in both books.
Yeah, so Al, I love that analogy. It's just like tennis or getting in shape. You just start to work that muscle. So how do you start to work that muscle? Is it just a little bit at a time? Do you look at it like you just described?
Well, if it's a bit of business, again, what I try to do is get them to focus on working on the business and not just in it. One of the ways to do that is business owners, and by the way, people say this too, I don't have the time for this. I'm too busy in my career or in my business. And I try to point out to them is that, you know, if it's really important, you have the time. Like suppose you say that, but all of a sudden you get a phone call from home and Johnny has fallen off his bike and he's on the way to the hospital. What do you say to your spouse? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the time. No, you make the time if it's that important. So you have to decide if basically living the way you want and basically making sure that you're achieving what you want in life the way you want to live now in the future is that important. And then take baby steps toward it. It might be like, you know, you schedule like once a month, whether it's your business or yourself personally, just to look at what you are spending, you know, not to criticize it, but just what's going out and then maybe what's coming in. And then maybe just looking at the lines like, do I have to have cable? Can I get Netflix? Do I have to have all those magazine subscriptions? Stuff like that. You might find there's sort of ways to just start to save if you really want to. It's the same thing in a business too, is you schedule a time. Basically make sure it's in your calendar every week, 1 hour, every 2 weeks, an hour or two, and start to review things. What has come in? What does my cash flow look like? Did I make more than I lost this last month? And if I did, what am I going to do about it? So it's taking some things, behavioral things, and starting to put them into your schedule that starts to change your pattern, your habits.
His name is Al Zenick. His first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and his upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business, both Forbes books. His website is alzdenek.com, alzdenek.com, and also tswealth.com. And a huge following for you on Twitter, Al, at alzdenek. I guess I have this question, and I think we're going to have to keep you over for a second segment because I know this is going to erupt, Kate, into a big discussion. But Al, I think one of the biggest problems, and I'm reflecting on my own experience here, is the minute you use it, sucks the oxygen out of the room. And I have found that in both business and personally. And I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think of movements to sort of gamify money management? Or maybe we should even change the word to chocolate or cheeseburger or pizza or something. I mean, is there a way to get past that sort of stigma so that people realize, as you said, and I know we're going to roll into a second segment on this, but you said earlier, once you discovered you had a problem, you really got into managing your money. You made it sound like you started really having fun with it. And I think we need to figure out how we can have fun with it too. Will you stay with us for a second segment and we can talk about this more?
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, we got to flush out what Greg said about chocolate. Cheeseburger.
Chocolate.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing the kale shake thing, so you're making me very, very hungry. Al Zenick, you are fantastic, and we're going to bring Al back, as Greg said, for another segment, but I'm going to mention this again. He's the author of Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. It's very easy to read, and it's chock full of such incredible
chocolate? Chock full or chocolate?
Yeah, it's chock full of such incredible information. So, Al, thank you so much for joining us on this version of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thanks for having me, Kate and Greg.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He's in our virtual green room right now, Milan Vukovic, Tahibo Tea Club. We've been talking about it. You've heard it, I guess, the last couple of days at least on this show. And it's such an interesting, the backstory on this is so interesting. And the stories of what this has done for people is absolutely has blown me away and got me really, really interested in it. So, Milan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk about what led you to the tea and this amazing story about your father, who we have in common. Your father survived. My mother died of colon cancer, and it was, oh, so horrible. And she was a very young 70. She looked like she was in her 50s. But your father survived. And what happened, and what was what really some people would say was like a miracle?
Well, it really was. My father had been healthy his whole life, and when he was 66 years old, he started feeling sick to the stomach, and he went to doctors, and they started taking pictures and scans and all of that, and They couldn't find anything. And this went on for 2-3 months. And finally, my father said to the doctors, you know, the doctors, I know you're trying your best, but you have to believe me. There's something wrong with me. And they kept looking and looking. And finally, they found out that he had colon pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And he was losing weight, and the colon is like an ordinary garden hose. We have about 6 foot of it, and they can operate on the colon, take a foot out, and resection it, and if everything is contained within there, even though it's not an easy operation, pretty much you're oftentimes good to go. But the pancreas is a different story. In 1998, they didn't perform any operations on a pancreas whatsoever. Today, they perform very limited operations on the pancreas, and since the tumor, the cancer tumor on my dad's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, they called me up and they said, hey, listen, you need to put your father's affairs in order because he might have maybe 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral, and I called friends and family and said, hey, listen, here's the situation with dad. He's got colon pancreatic cancer, and he might have 2 months to live, so if you want to see him, you might want to come and see him now. So people started coming over, paying their respects, friends, family, and this one family of ours came over, and they brought the tea with them. And they said, this tea cured our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the largest medical center in the world. It's bigger than Boston and has 4 hospitals right next door to each other and 50 medical buildings right beside those 4 hospitals. So it's like Central Park in New York with nothing but medical facilities. And the doctors, you know, were saying, plan a funeral. These people are telling me the tea might cure my dad. But anyhow, I'm polite to the people, of course, since they came to pay their respects and thank them for coming. And after they left, my father figured, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference if I'm drinking water or if I'm drinking tea? So my father starts drinking a tea, and 2 months later, they put him on a CAT scan machine, and the doctors thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they can't find the tumor that used to be the size of a half a brick 2 months prior, and he wasn't receiving any treatment during those 2 months. So they said to him, you know, there's something wrong with our CAT scan machine, but the hospital next door, they have a CAT scan machine as well, and why don't you walk over there, we'll phone them, and they'll take a picture so that you don't have to come back next week. So that's exactly what happened. My dad walked over, they took a picture, they couldn't find any cancer either. My father has been cancer-free now for over 20 years. He turned 86 years old about 4 months ago on October 10th. And not only is he 86 and cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drive at the age of 86, and he really does still continue to cut my grass. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if it wasn't for the fact that he enjoys doing it, and I know it's good for him.
I love that story. So, I mean, this is shocking. First of all, thank goodness the friends came over, but what's your dad's, what was his reaction to that? That's amazing.
Well, we really didn't have any belief in the tea whatsoever when my father started drinking it, and neither did my father, but he was open-minded enough saying, well, you know, if there's nothing that can help me and the tea's not going to hurt me, what's the difference? Let me go ahead and start drinking the tea. So when 2 months later they couldn't find any cancer, and I was called and said, you know, your father's cancer-free, I had to take the day off at work, and I used to work as a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, and I told my secretary, I said, you know, today I'm going to call all my father's doctors, and I don't want to speak to anybody that does not have DR in front of their name or MD behind their name. So I started calling, and the very first call that I made, I reached my father's oncologist. He picked the phone himself. I can't even get a hold of my own doctor if I call him, but nonetheless, the man picked up the phone himself, and I said to him, I said, you know, as gratifying as it is, can you imagine how incredulous it is? I mean, I'm planning a funeral for a man. Y'all haven't done anything, and now you're telling me the man doesn't have cancer. What gives? And so the doctor says, yeah, he says, I mean, we took 2 scans, he says, as you know. He says, one in the one hospital, one in the hospital next door, and there's no cancer cells there. But if you want, we'll give them chemo. I said, well, who the heck in their right mind would want chemo if that's, you know, if you don't have cancer? I mean, you know, so in any event, so my father never did end up having chemo or radiation. And you know, the tea has been certainly a blessing in my family's life. And then that's how I started the Tehebo Tea Club.
Yeah, that was my next question. So you start the club. Here, you're a stockbroker. You start the club. And tell us about Tehebo Tea, what it comes from. You, we talk about it, and you hear it in the spot, but tell us what is the root of it and why it's so effective.
Well, the Tehebo tree is indigenous to the Amazon rainforest. And the native name for the tree in Brazil is Tehebo, which is what the Indios call it. And then when the Portuguese came to colonize Brazil 600 years ago, they called it Pau d'Arco, because this tree never gets fungus. It's the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So because of those properties, the wood from this tree also happens to be the very hardest wood in the world. It's like concrete, and you can take this wood and bend it and do whatever you want with it, and it won't break. And so when the Portuguese saw that, it was being used for making the bows, for bows and arrows. That's why they called it Pau de Arco. Arco is arch in Portuguese, and Pau means strong, so strong bow, so to speak. And now, but maybe more importantly, what the tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better, to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease like an infection or diabetes or cancer.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and I've got the tea, and I'm frantically drinking it because I've got to get on some planes, and you and I talked, and you said, oh, that's how you avoid that cold, because that's, I don't want one of those awful, awful colds. Will you come back on and tell us more stories and more about this, about the tea, about Tehebo Tea and the Tea Club?
I'd love to. Anytime, I'd be happy to expand a little bit more upon it. And hopefully next time we talk, we'll have a better result in a Super Bowl than we had from our L.A. Rams yesterday.
Which, by the way, we'll say this quickly. Bill Belichick's family is from the same village, same area where your family originally is from in Croatia, right?
Yeah, interestingly enough, even though we don't have football in Croatia, the top coach in the NFL is Croatian, Bill Belichick, and the top coach in college football, Nick Saban, is also Croatian. And Bill Belichick's family happens to hail from the same city, which is Karlovac, in Croatia. So we're really quite proud of him. And so yesterday for us Croatians that live in Los Angeles, it was a win-win situation. Either our Rams were going to win, or Bill Belichick was going to not just play some history.
And he won. All right, so check out, thank you, Milan. Check out drinksupertea.com. Get you some. I am inhaling this stuff. I am not going to get sick, and I'm going to be healthier. Hang with us.
It's time to start drinking Tehebo Tea. Tehebo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tehebo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.